armored base. Okay, we're on the sixth Shemayim. Okay, on the large lines. The second one down at the end of the line. Mochoin. So Mochoin, yeah, we said that's like a storehouse. It's going to be for negative things. Shaboy. Oitzros are the stores. Sheleg. It's getting cold. Winter snow. Boitzros. Borod. Hail, but Elias Tlolin Ra'im, and attics of bad waters, bad dew. But Elias Agolim, Agolim is like basins of water, I suppose. Also, these are things that are bad for the plants. Vachodra, and a room, Shel Supa, sounds like a whirlwind or something like that. Vesa'ara, and a storm. Ma'ara, that is a cave, Shel Kito, of vapor or smoke. But also Sehen Eish, and the doorways for them are fire. Shneema, we're going to prove that. Yiftach Hashem Lecha Es Oitzro. Hashem will open you Oitzro Hatoiv. So that's what I mean, Hatoiv, the good storehouse. So his mashma from this Rashi points out that there's a bad storehouse. So there's a good storehouse and there's a bad storehouse. And obviously we're talking about over here the bad storehouse. Okay, so that's Mechoin. So now asks the Gemara, Hani v'rekia, isnehu, are these in the Shemayim? Hani v'ora, these are on the ground. Isnehu, they are. Dichsiv, and I'll bring a pasuk from Davening. Yeah, Hallelu es Hashem min ha'aretz, praise Hashem from the ground. Right, so you see that this is these things on the ground. Tininim, the tininim. Yeah, behold to home us in the depths of under the seas, right? Eish, so we see the Eish of Barad, here's the Barad and the Sheleg, Vikitor, and Ruach Sara, Oise the Boroi. So see, all these things are, they're not in the Shemaim, they're on the ground. So what's going on? Stira. Okay, it's an inimo like the big.
Crocodiles.
Big fish. So the big mat what? Okay, so.
Big one, big fish.
Big water, I'm not sure what to answer. Big water things. That's my. Like that. Okay, so Amma.
It's crocodiles in one Hebrew.
Yeah, right. So Amma Rabbi Yehuda. So anyway, so that's the kasha. So what's going on? Are they in the Shemaim or are they in the Aretz? So Amma Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Amma Rav, David, Bikesh, Aleihem, Rachamim. David basically davened, the Haridin, the Aretz, and he wanted them to come to ground level. For some reason, to be less potent, I suppose. So Amal Levanov, he said before, Shribonu Sholalam to Hashem, Loi Kale Chofet Resha Atar, Hashem, you're not a God who desires bad. Yeah, Lo Yigurcha Ra, it shouldn't dwell with you bad things. In the Pasuk, Tzadik Atar Hashem, you are a Tzadik Hashem, yeah, Lo Yigurcha B'Megurcha Ra, and therefore it shouldn't dwell with you in your dwelling bad. Basically, that's what we learn from the Pasuk, basically. So keep it away from you. You should have a nice, friendly house up there in the Shemayim. It's all nice, positive. Anyway, so it came down to earth, and I suppose it was for whatever reason better for us. Okay, now the question. Yeah, a Menalon, how do we know that the Mechoin, the Ikri Shemayim, that Mechoin is called Shemayim? Dichsiv, Va'ata Tishma Shemayim. Mechoin, Shivtecha, you should hear the Shemayim. The Mechoin of your Shivtecha. Okay? So we see over there, it's synonymous with Shemayim. Okay, Arvos, here we go. This is the seventh, we got there. So the seventh heaven. Arvos, the plains, sweetness. Tzedek, okay, so Shaboy, what's there? Tzedek, justice, I mean righteousness, Mishpat, justice, Tzedakah. Ginze Chaim, the storehouses of life, Ginze Shalom of peace, Ginze Brocha, it sounds like a schmack up there. Okay, Venishvosan, Shel Tzadikim, all the Tzadikim over there, Baruchos, and the Shamos, the Ruchos, and the Shamos, Shaosi, the Hibaros, that are going to be created in the future, Vital, and also the Du, Shaosi, that is in the future, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Lahachayos, Boy Mason, that Hashem is going to bring back. The Tachias Mason. Okay, that's the list. Okay, so far there's going to be actually more. Okay, So now we're going to prove, right? So tzedek and mishpat. How do we know that? Dechsiv, tzedek and mishpat, it says over here, mechoin kis echo. So tzedek and mishpat, or you see, so mechoin is kis echo, means it's the in the, it's by your, how is it, mechoin over it, maybe it's the pillar, or it's the support of your chair, of your throne, okay? And we know, we're going to prove later on, that throne is in Aravos, basically. So we see that the tzedek and the mishpat over here are by the throne, and we're going to prove later that the throne's in Aravos. Okay? Now, stoka. Now, see, how do we know tzedakah's there? V'yilbash, and he will wear tzedaka, kishirion, like armor. So basically, Hashem will wear, so if Hashem's wearing it, and Hashem's up there, so therefore you see that the tzedakah is also with Hashem, because that's his clothes, in a sense. Kishirion means armor. Normally kishirion is normally a vav in it as well. Yeah, normally with a vav, but over here it doesn't have the vav. But it means k, like, shirion, armor. Okay, ginzei chayim, okay, dichsiv, ki imcha, because it's with you, so that means with Hashem, makor chayim, right? So you see that chayim is with Hashem, so the chayim is obviously up there as well. Okay, v'ginzei shalom, okay, dichsiv, v'yikra, and he called lo, mean here means to him, Hashem shalom. So Hashem called the shalom, hey, come over here, shalom. Yeah, so there, so we see shalom is with Hashem and the pasuk. Okay, Ginzei Bracha was one of the lists which were right. What, how do we Ginzei Bracha? The Chsiv. Yeah. Yisa Bracha, it should be lift up a Bracha, Me'es Hashem, from Hashem. Me'es, S, I don't even know if you draw, but sometimes S means with. Yeah? So from with, it means from with over here, the Me'es Hashem, so you see that Bracha is with Hashem. So wherever Hashem is, the Bracha is there as well. Okay? Now, end of post. So Nishmoson Shel Tzidikim. How do we learn the Nishmos of Tzidikim over there? Dichsiv. So Avigail speaking to David HaMelech. V'haisa Nefesh Adoini. And it should be the Nefesh of my master, David HaMelech. Tzrura, it should be bound. But Tzrura Chaim, in the bound with the life. Es Hashem, with Hashem. Okay? Elokecho. And you see that's with Hashem again. So the basically, she's saying the Nefesh of David HaMelech should be bound with Hashem. So now David HaMelech's a tzaddik. So you see the nefesh of the tzaddikim are there with Hashem. Okay, now, next one. Ruchos, also, the Ruchos and the Neshamos, Sh'osi Lehibaros, that are going to be created in the future. Tichsiv. Ki Ruach, okay, the Ruach is Milifonai, so you see over it's Milifonai, is before me. So you see over it's before Hashem, so it's with Hashem. So we see this, yeah? Ya'atoif is enveloped. The Ruach is enveloped before me. Yeah, the Neshamos and Yasisi. And I, Hashem, made the Neshamos. And it sounds like the before him.
Sounds like it's already in the past, not the future.
Sisi
is in the past,
yeah. Well, so I think it means, I think it means Lehi Baros means in this world, I think. I mean, they were already created, right. But I mean, I suppose Lehi Baros in this world, I imagine it means. I mean, they're already made. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. So I understood, but it may be wrongly. But I thought it meant that they're already created, yeah. And then Hashem's going to bring them to fruition on this world. But it's a bit strange. You know, the grammatically, it sounds a bit strange. Right, if you translating it literally, it sounds a bit strange to say it like that. But yeah, but I think that's the shot. I'm can check it out. Okay. Now, Vital and also the Do, Shaosi LaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashem in the future. Is going to lahachayos boy mason is going to bring back the mason to life. Dichsi, the following pasuk in Tehillim, Geshem right rain. Nidvois is like nadav is generous. Yeah, Tonif will wave Elukim Hashem. Yeah, so basically Hashem's going to wave his Geshem. Nachoscha vanilla. Your nachos means like your portion is vanilla is your wary portion. I suppose they were dying. This is right. Ata, you kunanta, you established them. It. So what does this mean? Yeah, basically we just translated basically about the generous Geshem. Hashem's going to put on his wary portion, and it's going to establish them. So this Rashi points out, this is talking about, this Kapitel Tehillim is talking about Matan Torah, right? And we know Matan Torah, yeah, the people died when Hashem spoke to them, and Hashem kind of brought them back to life over here. So we see over here, yeah, so the question is, how do we know that's with Hashem? So I assume that it means that we know that when Hashem gave the Torah, yeah, Hashem came down to this world. So the same thing, when Hashem brought the things that are with him, so he has this ruach, that is this geshem, this tal, that is with him, which brings people back to life. Okay, now we're going to add new things to the list which wasn't even before. Now, also in the seventh heaven, yeah, Shom. Okay, so this is a new point, like we're adding. Oifonim, there's the Oifonim, which are a kind of angels that are connected to the Kisiyah Kovod. The Seraphim, and also Seraphim, there's a kind of holy angels, right, which is maybe like Michoel, is one of the Seraphim. Yeah, Gabriel, maybe Chayos, Chayos, they're also part of the Kisei. Okay, and Malachi Asharis, another Malachi Asharis, which is serving, right, also serve Hashem. The Kisei Akavod, the Kisei Akavod, and the Melech, Kael Chai, Rom, Venisa, is Shoichin Aleim, is dwelling upon them. Okay, so those things are also there. So how do we know that basically? So how do we know basically that the angels and the throne with Hashem on it, obviously. Shenema, the Bach takes rid of our voice. Shenema, we proved this from the pasuk. Yeah, it says solu means basically is exalt, extol, like praise. So who's praising? What? Yeah, that's one of them. But there's a different. But here it means to praise. Yeah, yeah. Leroy Chayv, to the one who's riding. Yeah, on his chariot. But Aravois, in Aravois, which is the seventh heaven. But Ka Shemoi, and he's called Ka Yud K, his name. Okay, so we proved over there. So praise basically the person who's riding the chariot that's in Aravois. Minalon the Ikri Shemayim. So how do we know it's called Shemayim, the Aravois? Asked you, it's like Xerishava, Rechiva, yeah, right, Sivacha, Soilu, Leroycheva, Ravois, with the possibly just brought, right? This is Roychev in conjunction with a Ravois. Ksiv Hossam is sitting over there, Roychev Shemayim, so you see Shemayim, Bezrecha, so you see the Roychev is used in conjunction with Shemayim and also with a Ravois, so we're saying it's the same thing. Okay, and also, Vachoyshech. Now we're adding more things now, yeah? There's also over there the choshech of anon, there's darkness and clouds, we're awful dark kind of darkness, mekifinoi, so surround Hashem. Shenema, we've had this passage before, but it's in a different context. You know, Yoshes, he placed choshech sisro, so here we focus on which conceals him. Rashi omitted this word before when we had it last time. Yeah, sisro, it conceals, yeah? Conceals Hashem, which is around him. Sukoso, his shelter. Choshchos Maim, dark waters. Clouds, Avi, Shechochim, and clouds of the heavens. So we see Hashem is surrounded by these clouds, all this stuff. I think maybe we're going to stop. We're going to stop there because that's basically what there is, and we're just going to ask a question on that, and we're going to answer it, and we'll stop here.